HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to Mint. I am Nasreen Sultana. You are listening to All Things Markets, where I speak to experts analyzing the big trends moving the stock markets. Post-pandemic, re-rating of real estate stocks has surprised markets as Nifty Realty Index has outperformed the mid-caps by more than 60% in the past year. The pandemic played a catalyst in accelerating market share gains into the hands of organized real estate players. Boosted by economic recovery and robust stock market wealth creation, the top 8 cities in India are seeing a strong growth momentum in real estate sector. So, how did the festive season pan out for real estate companies? What are the big investment trends in the sector? To understand that, I'm in conversation with Sharad Agarwal, Executive Director, Capital Markets, Knight Frank. Hi, Sharad. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Naseen. Thanks for having me.
So, real estate sector has been a quite attractive one after the pandemic. So, according to you, what have been the key investment trends in real estate post-pandemic?
Naseen. So, what we're seeing is that the real estate market is regaining the confidence of the global and domestic institutional investors, as the economy has almost fully opened after the second wave. And with the increasing pace of vaccination, a view is beginning to form that the third wave, even if it comes, may be localized. And this has led investors to actively start looking at opportunities across India again. And opportunities are available on both the equity and debt side. Although India remains credit-starved, the space left by NBFCs is being filled by global credit funds who are becoming quite active in India. And with the declining interest rates in India and the cap rate compression, the interest rate gap between overseas and domestic market is narrowing, which is opening up newer avenues for investment for the investors.
Are you seeing new private players or new private funds getting attracted to the real estate sector, particularly in India? And if yes, then what is it that India stands out when it comes to the real estate sector?
Yeah, I think, yes, a lot of new investors are getting attracted to India, especially because of what has happened during this, 18-month, almost going on to 2 years kind of pandemic period. There's been a lot of consolidation that has happened in India during this period. The large players have become larger and stronger. They have gained market share, while the tier two, tier three players continue to face liquidity challenges. They have stuck projects, weak sales and collections. The larger players have also reduced their debt over this period and brought down their cost of borrowings as well. So they are well positioned to take advantage of the post-COVID rebound in demand. And that is what investors are seeing and are looking to partner with this, top-tier developers for growth going forward.
Okay. So like any other sector that we have seen post-pandemic, the unorganized sector is losing out to the organized players. Is that whatever is playing out in the real estate sector too?
Absolutely. That is what we are seeing, both from a consumer side as well, because customers and buyers have lost confidence with many of the smaller developers who've not delivered. Projects have been stuck for 10 years, and people have put their life savings in that. And people are realizing that even if they pay a premium to go with a high quality name, I think it is worth it. One, for that you get a timely delivery, you get a quality that was promised to you or sold to you at the time of the sales, either through a sample flat or through a brochure. So people are taking those calls, and we are seeing very much a kind of a K-shaped market where the market share is moving to the larger organized players.
It's quite encouraging to see real estate, which is a very important part of the economy, that it has recovered so much and so well after the pandemic. But I'm very curious to also understand what has led to this recovery. See, cost cutting by many of the big players was one of it, no doubt. But what are the other reasons? Because see, moratorium was also, it's no more there after last year. I think the entire to 2021, we didn't have the moratorium. Interest rates are low now, but may come back again because RBI is indicating a hike in interest rates. So what is leading the recovery in real estate sector, particularly in India? And do you see that interest rate is low interest rate has played a big role and it may actually work in reversal when RBI increases rate?
Yeah, so on both those points, let me take one by one. One is on the residential demand itself. So that is driven, as you said, by interest rates. But I think not just interest rates, it is favorable government policies. So there were stamp duty cuts in multiple markets. There's pent-up demand for the last 18 months. Pricing has become attractive. In fact, real estate has been in a kind of a soft spot for the last 6, 7, 8 years, depending on the market. And pricing has really not moved, whereas incomes and salaries have gone up. So the affordability has become much, much better than it was at any time in the past. Also, developers are offering attractive payment plans. And as you said, the interest rates are low, probably multi-decade lows. But I think even a 50, 100 basis point increase from here, which the RBI has telegraphed over the next year or so, I think people can absorb that. And I think this is a trend that is going to be there for long. We've been in a slowdown for almost 7, 8 years, and we see the cycle turning. And this seems almost like 2003-04. And this market could do strongly for the next several years.
Okay. See, after lockdown, most of the offices had given away their spaces or at least reduced their office space. What has been your takeaway in the last 2 years or maybe 18 months in the trends, if you look at office space versus the residential space? Now, because people are working from home, is there more demand for affordable and residential properties than the office space?
Let me first talk about the office market. So office, yes, there was some people, some companies let off their space. But what we are seeing, all that is now kind of behind us. Whatever space rationalization and all was to be done is already done. We're seeing now fresh demand come into the market. There are multiple domestic and multinational companies who are looking for new office space. Site inspections have increased. Negotiations are going on for several signings. So I think we are almost like close to the bottom in terms of the office market, and we should see a strong recovery in the office market in 2022. On the residential side now, as I said previously, demand is coming back in a big way because of the affordability as well as the attractive pricing and the interest rates. And also buyers are preferring ready-to-move homes and larger homes with better amenities. And even, millennials who initially we thought they are more in the sharing kind of Uber economy, and everyone was wondering whether they will buy homes or not. We are seeing increasing trend of millennials switching to buying homes rather than renting.
Okay. What about the commercial space? Here I mean about the retail shops or malls, especially in cities like Mumbai, Delhi, or even Chennai or Chandigarh, where the footfalls for malls have decreased, because there were a lot of restrictions even after the lockdown had opened. Like, for example, in Maharashtra, you need a mobility pass once you are vaccinated. So there were a lot of hiccups even for the malls to open up. So is there any, confidence coming back in that space?
Yes. So see, malls, yes, a lot of the buying moved online for essentials and even for non-essentials because of the lockdown. But I think malls have become more a place of experience where you go for entertainment, for eating out, and also shopping. And I think people were missing that. And during this festive season, as far as whichever cities restrictions are relaxed and are allowed, people are seeing very significant footfalls returning back to the malls.
Okay. If you shift our focus to the capital markets, see, primary market is really heated up now with so many IPOs. But one sector which has not shown that much of IPOs is the real estate sector. Now, no doubt real estate sector stocks which are listed are already giving great returns to the investors. But there seems to be a very much, you know, low number of real estate IPOs or REITs or InvITs in the last 2 years, especially after pandemic. What is the reason for that?
What we are seeing is that most of the recent IPOs are from the startup space, Nasreen, and not from stable, mature industries like metals, cement, steel, commodities, or engineering. These co-sector companies are valued based on their past performance. And I think after a couple of more quarters of good performance, so maybe with FY22 numbers, some of these companies will be ready to hit the markets. I understand that a couple of REITs and real estate companies are planning their IPOs in the next year.
Okay, so post FY22, probably there would be some real estate IPOs.
That's what I think. Also, see, many of the large players are already listed. And some of the other large players are family owned. And they are quite strong themselves, and they may not see a reason to come to the market. In fact, real estate, from a market's point of view, is a more, especially if you're on the residential side, due to the accounting rules, the earnings are pretty lumpy and do not lend themselves to a kind of a quarterly growth. Let's say you would have in a FMCG or an IT company. So the markets find it hard to value real estate companies properly, and some of these larger family-owned businesses may choose to be private for that reason.
Okay. What about REITs and InvITs? See, both the products are very newly introduced, and SEBI did make some changes in the regulations also. But we've not seen that kind of money being raised through REITs or even InvITs. What is your outlook on both the separate products?
Yeah, I think they are a new product, as you said, and they are quite welcome in the market. They are there to provide more, let's say, stable income and reasonable growth to the investors. And I think the initial REITs that have come in have been well received. I think to do a REIT, you need a critical mass of assets to be there, because 80% of the assets have to be income generating. So it's based on what you have in hand right now versus growth prospects. And as I said previously, there are a couple of REITs who are planning to hit the market in the coming year. And I think we should see that as we go forward.
Are there still challenges in listing or getting enough investors for REITs and InvITs?
I think this is a new asset class. People have understood it, but I think it is not widely spread across the investor class. And they don't, many people treat it like any other equity share. Whereas I think this sits somewhere between an equity and a debt product. It has some fixed income characteristics because 90% of the income has to be distributed every 6 months. And so people have to look at it as a asset class by itself, which I think as the market deepens, more REITs and InvITs come into the market, market will deepen and people will understand it better, and it will evolve as a asset class by itself, which is what we've seen in the more developed markets.
Okay. So what about margins of the real estate players now? Because in the last 3-4 quarters, we have seen raw material cost have really shot up, be it for the infrastructure companies like steel or even all metals have increased prices. And as a consequence, even cement prices have increased. So how are these real estate players able to manage their margins?
So I think, initially, given the whole pandemic situation last 18 months and the pricing situation for much longer for the last 6-7 years, developers didn't have much pricing power. But as the demand has come back over the last 2-3 months, and especially through this festive season, developers are beginning to find ways to increase prices. Initially, developers absorbed all the cost increases that may put pressure on their margins, although most of it was what was being sold was ready inventory. So the percentage of cost that would be required to kind of finish that would be small. But new launches, what developers are doing now is they are doing smaller projects, and in some cases, even one tower at a time. So this allows them to launch a new project or a new tower at a higher price without raising the price of what has already been launched. So that way, developers are able to pass on the increase in prices to the home buyers.
Okay. So how has been the festive demand or sales for real estate now? Were there a lot of discounts, and were there a lot of inventory sold in key markets?
Absolutely. I think festive season, even before the festive season began, we saw a lot of sales come through, especially after the second wave. So maybe, you know, from August, September kind of time frame. And this was initially restricted to, you know, ready to move inventory, completed projects from good quality developers. But even before the festive season, we started seeing new launches. And that has only accelerated as we move through the festive season. And we are seeing, more and more interest coming from the home buyers for this. And we see this trend continuing going forward.
Okay. So what is the average ticket size of residential properties in metros like Mumbai, Delhi? And how much does it differ in compared to the tier 2, tier 3 cities in terms of price rise trend?
What we are seeing is that, even in big cities like Delhi, Mumbai, the ticket size varies by which location and you know, where you buy it and what kind of what size of property you're buying. But what we've seen, interestingly, is from last year to this year, the kind of average ticket size is slightly starting to move up from last year, as people prefer a slightly larger homes or homes with better amenities and facilities. So we're seeing a trend towards people spending slightly more on their homes going forward.
Okay, Sharad, one last question before we wind up is, do you see real estate prices, correcting? Because that's one thing most investors want to know, people, especially those from the consumer side, if real estate prices are going to fall, especially in very, very expensive markets like Delhi NCR, Mumbai.
See, what we are seeing is that prices didn't move up for the last 7-8 years in most markets, especially these two larger markets. And they've only just recently started moving up. As we've seen in the past cycles, real estate is a cyclical industry. And we've been in a low cycle for quite some time. And I think the cycle is just turning. So barring any external shocks to the economy or domestic shocks to the economy, I think this cycle will only get stronger from here. And we are at the beginning of it, not at the end of the cycle.
All right, Sharad, on that note, thanks a lot for sharing your time and, of course, those insights. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Nasreen. It was great talking to you.
For feedback, you can write to me at nasreen.s@lifemint.com, or you can reach out to me on Twitter at Nasreen Story. You can also reach out to us at HT Smartcast. We are present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And to listen to more podcasts like this, you need to log on to www.htsmartcast.com.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.